ABC Radio Australia.
Finally, in what I think is one of the happiest press conferences I've watched in a long time, New Zealand Rugby announced yesterday that Pacific teams Moana Pacifica and Fijian Endrua have been granted conditional licences to join the Super Rugby. Now, there are still some finer details to work out, but after more than a quarter of a century of battling and arguing to be included, it looks like the teams will play alongside the five New Zealand and five Australian teams next year. Former All Black and coach of Manu Samoa at the 1999 World Cup, Tuifasa Sina Sir Brian Williams, is the patron of the Moana Pacifica bid, and he joins me now. Sir Brian, talofa lava and welcome to Pacific Beat.
Talofa lava, Olatea.
Now, you yesterday at the press conference started by saying, "I am chuffed." Just explain what this means to you.
Well, I'm an older person. I've got a seven in my age, and it's not the second number. So I've been around a long time. But I was coaching Samoa at the 95 World Cup with Peter Schuster. And during that time, there was a big battle going on for the control of professional rugby. Once professional rugby became a reality, World Rugby Corporation and the Kerry Packer organisation were making a bid against the established game, I suppose. And there was lots of toing and froing. And when the dust settled, unfortunately, Pacifica was left out of the mainstream professional competitions. And that was particularly galling for me. We'd been involved in Super Rugby prior to that. And Samoa had made the quarterfinals at the 91 and 95 Rugby World Cups, and Fiji had made the quarterfinals in 1987. So, to me, there was no good reason to leave Pacifica out, but that's what they did.
Mm. It's funny, like me being of Samoan background, having three brothers, the first thing that most people ask us when they meet our family is, oh, do you play rugby? Because Pacific is synonymous with rugby, that it's kind of crazy that they didn't have their own teams in the Super Rugby. Do you know, you've been, like I said, lobbying for this for over 25 years. Did you think that it was going to happen? And what are going to be the challenges now that you're, you know, it is moving to happen in terms of, you know, getting the players, making sure that they are financially supported and, you know, being able to grow the game from the grassroots level up?
Well, for a time, it seemed that it wouldn't happen. There seemed to be a mindset that that suggested that Pacifica weren't capable of running a professional team. And that attitude existed for a long time, but there seems to have been a change of mindset with New Zealand rugby. Particularly, I think COVID has created an opportunity for Pacifica to become a part of a new professional competition in this part of the world, because of, you know, closed borders and the inability to travel long distance. So the opportunity has opened up. What the challenges we're facing, of course, is whether we can be sustainable both commercially and in terms of the playing strength. I believe we can, and many of us do believe we can. I notice, you know, there are many Pacifica boys playing rugby in the super teams in Australia nowadays, and it certainly applies here in New Zealand. Any club team you go and see in Auckland, where I live, is predominantly Pacifica, so there's huge talent, and it's just waiting there for the opportunity.
Because we are talking about here nearly 80 professional contracts that are up for grabs for Pacific players. So how big of an impact is that going to have on the national sides in terms of player availability and indeed the desire to play for those sides in preferences to other nations like Australia and New Zealand? I know, you know, here in Australia, the Wallabies team that we sent to the World Cup just a few years ago, the majority of those players had a Pacific background. So, you know, what does that actually mean?
Well, it creates a great opportunity for the Pacific Island national teams to have players playing on a regular basis in a tough professional competition, and then being able to feed back into Tonga, Samoa, and there'll be some Fijian teams, Fijian players in our team as well, I'm sure, to feed back into the national teams. It's going to create a greater strength across the board, and I can see the day when we have our own five or six nations competition down in the southern hemisphere in this part of the world to rival the six nations up in Europe.
It does definitely sound like, you know, the competition is both on the field and also in the admin in the background, and that's why it's people like you who have been fighting for so long to make this happen. You are listening to Tui Faa Sisasina, Sir Brian Williams, who's the patron of the Moana Pacifica bid, but you will also probably know him as a former All Black and the coach of Manu Samoa at the 1999 World Cup. Sir Brian, this is obviously to do with the men's program. What might this mean opening doors for, you know, a female or a women's Pacific team in the years ahead? What opportunities may lay ahead for the women's game also because of this announcement?
Well, we've recently had a Moana Pacifica women's team play over here in New Zealand, and they also played in a sevens tournament just last weekend down in Wellington. So, you know, women's rugby is certainly on the up and up, and we have lots of really talented young ladies who are just thirsting for the opportunity. So that's definitely going to be part of the Moana Pacifica going forward.
And now, as I said before, these are conditional licences, and, you know, still some T's have to be crossed and some I's needed to be dotted to get that final part. We know that, you know, back in March, World Rugby agreed to spend more than $7 million over the next 3 years to support the establishment of these two Pacific Island teams. So, you know, provided everything happens the way we want it to happen, and fingers crossed that is what's going to be like, what will it mean for you next year to see those teams take the field in the Super Rugby competition? What will that day mean for you?
Well, it'll be a very proud day and probably an emotional day. There are so many of us, you know, the press conference yesterday illustrated it. You know, Sir Michael Jones and Ironi Clark, both great All Blacks, and I guess I might be labelled as someone like that, getting up there and showing our passion for this particular cause, because it's been a long time coming. We've wanted it. And I know, you know, there are so many ex-All Blacks of Pacifica and Wallabies, no doubt, of Pacifica heritage who want to see this sort of thing happen. And dare I say it, you know, rugby league has shown the way. Mau Mati Tonga, in rugby league, the support that team had and the way they performed has been a great example to all. The colour and the vibrancy and the fun and the song of the crowds was you know, something to behold. So I can see, you know, really exciting times coming for Pacifica rugby, and as you say, that day is going to be very special.
It's not often you hear a rugby union person praising rugby league, so it just goes to show how important this is. I guess finally, the next big question, who, you know, you are the patron for the Moana Pacifica bid, so any ideas of who are the players that you're going to tap on the shoulder to join the team?
Well, that's not my job. We're obviously in the process of sorting out the infrastructure, you know, the rugby infrastructure, and who's going to run that and who's going to be the coaches. And, you know, quite a number of people have been identified as possibilities. And, you know, once they're appointed, once the licence, I guess, is finally approved, then we can really get stuck into making all those appointments. But, you know, there are so many young players certainly around, just really hungry for the opportunity. And I know there are a lot of players up in Europe and France who are probably a bit sick of lockdowns and what have you, who are perhaps looking to come home. So I don't see that being a big problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to have a pool of talent to choose from, and a lot of people will excitedly be putting up their hands to play. Tuifasina, Sir Brian Williams, thank you so much for joining Pacific Beef today.
If Buffett, I love it.